So in continuing, okay, no problem, Akhi. Let's continue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Fajr. We have reached verse 15. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ Yes, no problem. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. As for man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and bounties, then he says in exaltation, my Lord has honored me. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about al-ibtila, which is testing and trials. And this takes place in the form of good as well as in the form of evil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Anbiya, which is chapter 21 and verse 35, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ fitna, meaning we shall make you a trial of you with evil, we shall make a trial of you with evil and with good, with evil and with good. So the person is tested with good so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, is he going to be grateful or is he going to be disdainful, as well as he will be tested with evil, checking him out. Is he going to be patient or he is going to be in rage? And the situation and the circumstances and the status of man alternates between good and evil, between good that comforts him and pleases him, and between evil does not comfort him and neither it pleases him. In both situations, all of this is testing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And based upon man's own nature, which is based upon al-dhulm wal-jahl, which is based upon injustice or injustice, he is unjust to himself, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and also wal-jahl, he is ignorant of its results. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him by giving him honor and bounties, what will he say? He will say, Rabbi akraman, my Lord has honored me, meaning that I deserve this honor. And he does not confess and attest to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qasas, in chapter 28, verse 78. It has been given to me only because of the knowledge I possess. And he didn't attest to the favor and the bounties of Allah upon him. Many are those whose conditions are similar like this. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon them from his bounties and his favors, they will say, هذا إكرام من الله لنا لأننا أهل لذلك. This is an honor from Allah to us because we deserve it. However, if man would have said, إن الله أكرمني بكذا, Allah indeed bestowed upon me such and such, and therefore I attest to his favor, and I will make known his favor upon me, then there is no problem with that. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ, which is verse 16, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. But when Allah tries him by straightening his means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. So when Allah tries him by straightening his means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me and has been unjust to me, and he has not given me like such and such, and he didn't honor me like such and such. So at times of ease, he is being ungrateful, proud of himself, saying that this is my right, I deserve it. And at times of difficulties and hardships, he is not patient, rather he is impatient, objecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, and saying, Rabbi ahanan, my Lord, Allah has humiliated me. This is the case with man as man, meaning with respect to his nature. This is his nature. However, with respect to the believer, he is not like this. However, with respect to the believer, he is not like this. The believer, if he is honored and Allah bestows upon him from his favors, he will be grateful for that. And he would consider this as a favor from Allah upon him, and goodness bestowed upon him from Allah. And it wouldn't be taken as, well, this honor, these favors, I deserve them. This wouldn't be his attitude. And if Allah tries him and straightens his means of sustenance, he will be patient and he will seek the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would admit that this is due to his sin, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not humiliate him, neither he was unjust to him. And therefore, at times of trials and tests, he will be patient, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times of Eid as well. And in these two verses, verses 15 and 16, which we recited earlier now, there is a proof that man must be patient and also should contemplate why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him such favors of wealth and etc. What does Allah want from him? Allah wants from him, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Allah wants from him to be grateful. So Allah wants from me that I thank him. Then on the other hand, if he's tested and tried by poverty, by illness and the like, then he will say, yes, Allah wants from me to be patient. And therefore he will reckon with himself, so that he doesn't become basing his attitude only in accordance with his human nature, which is based upon ignorance and injustice. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denied right there in verse 17 by saying, Kalla, kalla, balla tukrimun al-yateen. Kalla meaning, nay, Allah didn't give you what he has given you, or what he gave you as an honor for you because you deserve it, but this is a favor from him in the first place. And he didn't humiliate you when he straightened means of sustenance for you. However, this is in line, necessitated with his hikmah, with his wisdom and his justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in the negative here, kalla, nay. Then he spoke, subhanahu wa ta'ala, about us, about our position towards certain matters in regard to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he bestows upon us from wealth and so forth, and said, كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ, but you treat not the orphans with kindness and generosity. That is, you neither treat them well or give them their exact right of inheritance. And therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon you what he bestows, you don't feel towards those who are in need from the orphans. And the orphan here is a title that is in reference to the kind, doesn't mean one single orphan specific, but the kind of orphans. And who is the orphan by definition? The ulama, the learned scholars of Islam, define the orphan as the one whose father died before he reached the age of puberty, and whether the child is a male or female. However, the one whose mother dies is not considered an orphan. And the saying of the yatim, the orphan here, comprises the poor of the orphans as well as the rich of the orphans, because it is incumbent upon the believer to be good to him and honor him, because his heart is broken due to the loss of his father, the one who used to take care of his affairs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here admonished that for this breaking of the heart to be removed, that you should be treat them kindly and with generosity. Then Allah speaks also saying about other things in which we should really give heed to, when He reminds us, وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ, and urge not one another in the feeding of the miskeen, meaning the poor, meaning you don't urge one another to feed the poor and help him. And if you don't urge others, yourselves don't also do it. You don't feed the needy and the poor, and you don't urge others as well. Meaning from this verse, that it is incumbent that we do honor the orphans, and that we urge each other to feed the poor. Why? Because they are in need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the help of the slave as long as the slave is helping his brother. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the next verse, which is verse 19, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا, and you devour the wealth. And the wealth here comprises two things, the inheritance and the acquired. And you devour that which is inherited and that which is acquired, all with greed. So this turath, which is mentioned here in this verse, comprises the wealth of inheritance, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and as well as that which is acquired by earnings and trade and so forth. And the children of Adam take that with greed. And as to the wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا, and you love wealth with much love, with great love, with much love. This is the nature of man. However, when iman is there, when belief is there, then it will have its impact, so that man will transform from his own natural state as man, will be transformed by the belief to the degree why he doesn't give too much attention for the wealth. However, if he gets this wealth, then he will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounty, and also will fulfill the rights that is due in this wealth. And if the wealth is lost, he doesn't give it also, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, much of concern. However, with respect to the nature of man, it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him. Loves this inheritance, loves the acquired wealth, and loves and doesn't urge to feed the poor and needy, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and doesn't treat the orphans with kindness and generosity. This is the nature of man. With respect to the believers, however, the case is different in all of these circumstances, in all of these situations as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind, reminds them concerning the day of resurrection. إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا, when the earth will be grounded to powder. حَتَّى لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا, to the point where you can't even see any thing except all leveled with smooth plains. The mountains will be grounded, no buildings, no trees. The earth will be stretched like the stretching of skin. يكون الناس عليها في مكان واحد يسمعهم الداعي وينفذهم البصر في هذا اليوم. Mankind on that day, Allah will gather all the human beings on that day of the early generations as well as the late generations on one plane, so that the announcer will make them all hear his voice and the watcher will be able to see all of them. Here, يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Man on this day will remember. But how will that remembrance, will it be of any avail to him? He will say then, لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Alas, would that I had sent forth good deeds for this my life. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We will talk about this verse now. Let's go to the verse, وجاء ربك on that day. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. وجاء ربك on that day of resurrection, and your Lord comes with angels in rows. والملك صفا صفا, meaning row after row. وجاء ربك, there are great benefits in this verse. وجاء ربك, and Allah comes on that day. This maji, this coming of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is an action, real action and true action attributed to Allah. لأن الفعل أسند إلى الله, because the action is attributed to Allah. وكل فعل يسند إلى الله فَهُوَ قَائِمٌ بِهِ لَا بِغَيْرِهِ. And every action which is attributable to Allah, then it is established with himself subhanahu wa ta'ala and in nothing else. هَذِهِ الْقَاعِدَ فِي اللُّغَ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ. This is a grammatical foundation, an Arabic grammatical foundation. However, the ruling with respect to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that كُلُّ مَا أَسْنَدَهُ اللَّهِ, this is a golden rule, كل ما أسنده الله إلى نفسه فهو له نفسه لا لغيره. It is that anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to himself, then it belongs to him, it's established with him subhanahu wa ta'ala and in none else, and therefore accordingly the one who comes on that day is Allah, and it is not as the people of denial, and it is not as the people of the denial who alter the names and attributes of Allah. They said that إِنَّهُ جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, they say that this is the command of Allah that comes, meaning they negate the actual action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الفعل, and that is the coming of Allah, because this is such a matter is devoiding, removing the speech from its obvious meaning without any evidence to indicate that it should be the case. فَنَحْنُ مِنْ عَقِيدَتِنَا, it is from the creed, our creed, أَن نُجْرِي كَلَامَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى ظَاهِرِهِ وَأَلَّا نُحَرِّفَ فِيهِ, is that we consider the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on its obvious meaning, and similarly that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that we don't alter anything in that. ونقول إن الله تعالى يجيء يوم القيامة هو نفسه. And therefore we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes truly on the day of resurrection by himself. لكن كيف هذا المجيء؟ As to the how of this coming of Allah, هذا هو الذي لا علم لنا به. This is the matter which we have no knowledge of. لا ندري كيف يجيء. We have no knowledge how he comes subhanahu wa ta'ala. والسؤال عن مثل هذا بدعة. And asking about the how and the manner, meaning of the attributes, any attribute, is an innovation. As Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, the Imam of Dar al-Hijra, the Imam Malik rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, حين سئل عن قوله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى, when he was asked about the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha 20 verse 5, الرحمن على العرش استوى, the most beneficent subhanahu wa ta'ala arose on his arsh, أطرق, لما سئل, someone asked him about, meaning about the how of Allah, how Allah arose on the arsh, فأطرق مالك برأسه حتى علاه الرحصة حتى علاه الرحضاء, يعني العرق. مالك lowered his face, his head, until he sweated, لشدة هذا السؤال على قلبه, because of the intense effect and the profound impact of this question on his heart. لأنه سؤال عظيم, سؤال متنطع. This is a great question. It is the question of the one who is متنطع, who exceeds the limits. متعنت أو مبتدع, the one who is arrogant, who exceeds the limits, or an innovator, يريد السوء, intending evil. ثم رفع رأسه, then he lifted his head, وقال كلمته المشهورة, and he said his famous statement, الاستواء غير مجهول. الاستواء غير مجهول, the rising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above his عرش غير مجهول, is ذاك الله خير, بسم الله, is unknown, meaning the meaning of استواء is known, يعني it's not something unknown, the meaning. والكيف غير معقول, however as to the how, it is uncomprehendable. والإيمان به واجب, and believing in that is obligatory, is mandatory. والسؤال عنه بدعة, and asking regarding the how or the manner of Allah's istiwa on the arsh is an innovation. And in fact Imam Malik ordered that person, he called him a mubtadi', an innovator, and he called him out of his majlis. Here the witness, the point of evidence, is the last word, السؤال عنه بدعة, asking as to the how of the attribute is an innovation. واعتبر هذا, this is a golden rule, the saying of Imam Malik, apply it to every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you talk about the coming of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say المجيء غير مجهول, meaning we know the meaning of coming. والكيف غير معقول, and the how of Allah's coming is uncomprehendable. والإيمان به واجب, and the belief in that is obligatory. And asking, والسؤال عن كيفية قدوم كيفية مجيئه سبحانه وتعالى is بدعة, and asking about the how of Allah's coming is an innovation. Apply this regarding all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So قال الشيخ رحمه الله واعتبر هذا في جميع صفات الله, and apply this and consider it regarding all the attributes of Allah. So if someone asks us, فلو سألنا سائل قال إن الله يقول, we hear Allah saying لما خلقت بيدي, قال الله تعالى, the Shaykh is referring to the following verse. قال الله تعالى يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي, أو إبليس, the shaitan, the devil, ما منعك, what prevents you from prostrating to the one whom I have created with both my hands, meaning Adam. So if this person comes and says كيف خلقه بيده, how did Allah create him with his hands, نقول هذا السؤال بدعة, this question is an innovation. Now if he says أنا أريد العلم, I intend knowledge, ولا أحب أن يخفى علي شيء من صفات ربي, and therefore I don't like that anything be hindered from me concerning the attributes of Allah my Lord, فأريد أن أعلم كيف خلقه, and thus I need to know, how did Allah create him? نقول, the answer will be, نحن نسألك أسئلة. We will ask you now some questions. سهلة, easy. هل أنت أحرص على العلم من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم؟ Are you more keen and considerate in terms of requiring or requesting knowledge, seeking knowledge more than the companions? عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. More than the companions, may Allah be pleased with them. إما أن يقول نعم, then he is either to say yes, وإما أن يقول لا, or no. والمتوقع أن يقول لا, it is expected, you know, for him to say no. I mean, he is not going to be more keen about knowing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than the companions. So now we tell him, هذا الذي وجهت إليه السؤال, this person that you are asking, أعلم بكيفية صفات الله عز وجل أم الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام knows better as to the how of the attributes than the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He will say, سيقول الرسول. He will say, the messenger. إذن, and thus, الصحابة أحرص منك على العلم. The Sahaba were more interested and more keen in attaining knowledge. والمسؤول الذي وجه إليه السؤال, and the one they were asking the question, أعلم من الذي تسأله, is more knowledgeable than this person that you are asking him about the how. ومع ذلك ما سألوا, yet despite all of this, they never asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم as to the how. لأنهم يلتزمون الأدب مع الله عز وجل, because they have proper manners when it comes to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ويقولون بقلوبهم وربما بألسنتهم, and they say with their hearts and maybe also by their tongues, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَجَلُّ وَأَعْظَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more magnificent and more great for us من أن تحيط أفهامنا وعقولنا بكيفيات صفاته, for our intellect and our understanding to comprehend the how of his attributes. والله عز وجل يقول في كتابه في الأمور المعقولة, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the realities, ولا يحيطون به علما, as in Taha 110, but they will answer or they will never compass any thing of his knowledge. ويقولون في الأمور المحسوسة, and they will say regarding the perceptual things by our senses, لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. No vision, as in Al-An'am 6103, no vision can grasp him, but he grasps all vision. فنقول, and thus we say, يا أخي, O brother, إلزم الأدب, stick to the manners regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تسأل كيف خلق الله آدم بيده, don't ask how Allah created Adam with his honorable hand. فإن هذا السؤال بدعة, because this question is bid'ah, and thus وكذلك بقية الصفات, and it's the same with respect to the other attributes. لو سأل كيف عين الله عز وجل, if he asks how is the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قلنا له هذا بدعه, we tell him this is an innovation. لو سأل كيف يد الله عز وجل, if he asks as to the how of Allah's hand, we say this is an innovation. وعليك أن تلزم الأدب, and that you must be mindful of having manners with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأن لا تسأل عن كيفية صفات الله عز وجل, and that you shouldn't ask as to the how and to the manner of Allah's attributes, the most mighty and the most magnificent. So when Allah says here وجاء ربك, and your Lord comes, and if he asks how, وسأل كيف يجيء, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, نقول هذه بدعة, this is an innovation. هذه القاعدة التزموها, this basic foundation, stick to it. وكل إنسان, and any person, يسأل عن كيفية صفات الله عز وجل, asks regarding the how of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is a transgressor, exceeding the limits, and an innovator. سائل عما لا يمكن الوصول إليه, he is asking a matter which is unattainable, and therefore our position with respect to this ayah وجاء ربك, and that your Lord comes, and نؤمن, that we believe, بأن الله يجيء, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, لكن على أي كيفية, yet however as to in which manner, الله أعلم, Allah knows best. والدليل, the evidence is ليس كمثله شيء, nothing is like unto him, وهو السميع البصير, yet he is the one who is all hearer, all seer, as in Surah Ash-Shura 42:11. فنحن نعلم النفي ولا نعلم الإثبات. We know of the negation, yet we don't know of the affirmation. Meaning, يعني نعلم أنه لا يمكن أن يأتي على كيفية إتيان البشر. We know that it is impossible that Allah سبحانه وتعالى will come the coming of humans. ولكننا لا نثبت كيفيته. Yet however, we don't affirm the how or the manner of his coming. وهذا هو الواجب علينا. And this is the matter which is binding upon us. وقوله الملك الهنا للعموم. ال meaning for generality. Meaning all the angels will come. ينزلون ويحيطون بالخلق. They will descend and they will encompass the creation. تنزل ملائكة السماء الدنيا. The angels, the inhabitants of the lower heaven will descend. ثم ملائكة السماء الثانية. And then those of the upper one, وهلم جرا, and so forth to the upper one. يحيطون بالخلق إظهارا للعظمة. They will encompass the creation on that day, the waiting day, to manifest the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإلا فإن الخلق لا يمكن أن يفر يمينا ولا شمالا. Otherwise, you know, we know that the creation cannot escape, you know, by going left or right. لكن إظهارا لعظمة الله وتهويلا لهذا اليوم العظيم. Rather to manifest the magnificence of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and to show the horrors of this great day. تنزل الملائكة يحيطون بالخلق. The angels will descend and surround the creatures, the creation. وهذا اليوم يوم مشهود يشهده الملائكة والإنس والجن والحشرات والوحوش. This day is a witness day. It will be witnessed by the angels, by the ins, mankind, and by jinn, as beasts and insects, you name it, everything. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And when the wild beasts are gathered together, فَهُوَ يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a great day. لَا نُدْرِكُهُ الْآنِ. Now we cannot comprehend. وَلَا نَتَصَوَّرَهُ. Also, we can't even think about it. لِأَنَّهُ أَعْظَمْ مِمَّا نَتَصَوَّرْ. Because it is much more greater than what we can think of or comprehend. So this is the, we know now of the first matter, that is Maji'ullah, the coming of Allah. The second is the rose of the angel. This is the second. Then after that, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. The third thing, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. On that day, hell will be brought near that day. ولم يذكر الجائي. Allah سبحانه وتعالى didn't mention who is to bring the hell of fire. لكن قد دلت السنة. However we know from the sunnah أنه يؤتى بالنار, that the fire of hell will be brought. تقاد بسبعين ألف زمام. It will be led by 70,000 bridles. كل زمام منها يقوده 70,000 ملك. Each bridle will be led by 70,000 angels. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا قُوَّةُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And what do you know concerning the strength of the angels? قُوَّة لَيْسَتْ كَقُوَّةِ الْبَشَرِ. It is not like the strength and ability of the humans. وَلَا كَقُوَّةِ الْجِنِ. It is not even, you know, like that of the jinn. Meaning it is greater, much greater than that even of the jinn. That's why لما قال عفريت من الجن لسليمان أنا آتيك به. That's when one عفريت, meaning a strong one from the jinn, said I will bring it, meaning bring the throne of the queen of Sheba in Yemen, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place, from your council. And verily I am indeed strong and trustworthy for such work. قال الذي عنده من علم من الكتاب. yet the one who had knowledge in the book, he said, أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده الآية سورة النمل. Let's have this please. Sort of number 39:40. Okay, 39. قال عفريت من الجن. نعم, that's it. Alhamdulillah. The second hint. One with whom was knowledge of the scripture said, I will bring it to you within the twinkling of an eye. Then when Sulaiman saw it placed before him, he said, this is the grace of my Lord to test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. To the end of the verse. قال العلماء, the learned scholars of Islam said, لأن الرجل هذا, this man who had knowledge in the book, دعا الله, invoked Allah, فحملته الملائكة من اليمن, the angels carried him from Yemen, فجاءت به إلى سليمان في الشام, and they brought him to Sulaiman in الشام, the greater Syria. فقوة الملائكة عظيمة, and thus the strength and ability of the angels is very magnificent. وهم يجرون هذه النار, and they will drive this fire of hell, بسبعين ألف زمام, with 70,000 bridles. Each one of them is led by 70,000 angels. And this also tells about the magnificence and this greatness of the fire of hell. We seek refuge in Allah from it. هذه النار والعياذ بالله إذا رأت أهلها من مكان بعيد سمعوا لها تغيظا وزفيرا, as in Surah Al-Furqan 25:12, when its hell sees them from a far place, they will hear its raging and its roaring. وليست كزفير الطائرات أو المعدات, its raging and its roaring is not like that of airplanes or tools or machines and so forth. زفير تنخلع منه القلوب, it's a raging and rolling such that the heart will be dislocated from its place. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. 67:8. It almost bursts up every time a group is cast therein. Its keepers will ask with fury, did no warner come to you? فلهذا, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us here with three things. All of them are warnings. مجيء الرب جل وعلا, the coming of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most magnificent, the most high. صفوف الملائكة, the rows of the angels. The third, the bringing forth of the fire of hell on that day. يتذكر الإنسان وأن له الذكرى. When the day of judgment comes, then, and when the angels come in rows and they circumvent or encompass the creation and the horrors will occur, then man will remember. He will remember that he was promised with this day. And that وَأَنَّهُ أُعْلِمَ بِهِ مِنْ قِبَلِ الرُّسُلِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and that he was given notice regarding it by way of the messengers. May Allah salat and salam be upon them. وَأَنذَرُوا وَخَوَّفُوا, and they warned and threatened. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُؤْمِنْ وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُ كُلُّ آيَةٍ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the meaning of which, those as to those whom the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving, they will not believe even if they will receive every sign or a proof therein, or then they will remember, man will remember. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى, how can he on this day when he is now witnessing, seeing that which he was certainly being told of? وَأَنَّ لَهُ الْإِرْتِعَاضِ, how can he be demolished then? فَاتَ الْأَوَانِ, it's over. الإيمان عن مشاهدة لا ينفع, belief by witnessing is not beneficial. Why? Because every man believes in that which he sees. الإيمان النافع هو الإيمان بالغيب, the beneficial belief is the belief in the unseen, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب, those who believe in the unseen, فيصدق بما أخبرت به الرسل, and thus he believes in that which the messengers had brought and informed about Allah عز وجل and about the last day. في ذلك اليوم يتذكر الإنسان, on that day man will remember, ولكن أن له الذكرى remote, that he will be benefited by this remembrance. So from the time he sees the truth, he will say, يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي, يتمنى أنه قدم لحياته, وما هي حياته. Alas, would that I had sent forth good deeds for this my life. It is لقد فات الأوان, it's over, because in this life, this is the place where to work, this is where we have time, we have respite. Man can work to earn for his future dwelling. قال مؤمن آل فرعون يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار. The believer from the people of Fir'aun, what did he say? As in Ghafir, verse 39, يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع, O my people, truly this life of the world is nothing but a quick passing enjoyment. وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار, however, the hereafter, that is the home that will remain forever. متاع, يتمتع به الإنسان, it's just a passing enjoyment, as the traveler enjoys the travel until it's over, and thus is this life. And one should consider that which comes by that which passed, because that which passed كأنه ساعة من النهار, is just like an hour of the day. كأننا الآن مخلوقون, it is as if now we are created. فكذلك ما يستقبل, and thus that which we look forward in the future, سوف يمر بنا سريعا, it will pass quickly, ويمضي, and it will go, all of it. وينتهي السفر إلى مكان آخر ليس مستقرا, then we will end up in a travel, the end of which we will go into a travel, the end of which is not really a dwelling, meaning an eternal dwelling, and this is the grave. We know that it is not the final abode, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. In التكاثر, Surah التكاثر verses 1 and 2, the mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly things diverts you until you, look what he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, حتى زرتم المقابر, until you visit the graves, meaning until you die. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the term visit. نعم. سمع إعرابي أو أعرابي رجلا يقرأ هذه الآية. A Bedouin heard a man reciting this verse that you see there in text. فقال والله ما الزائر بمقيم. By Allah, the one who is settling and residing, the one who is a visitor, is not settling, is not residing. ولا بد من مفارقة لهذا المكان. And it's inevitable that there will be a day whereby there will be a departure from this place, meaning the grave. And this is a very powerful deduction and a good understanding, supported by many verses in the Quran, as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23 verses 15 and 16. ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون. Indeed, after that you will die. ثم إنكم يوم القيامة, then on the day of resurrection you will be resurrected. So there he will wish that he had put forth some good deed for this day. And what is his life here? أهي حياة, حياتنا الدنيا, is this life of ours really حياة, living, true living? لا والله, no, by Allah, الحياة الدنيا انتهت وقضت. وليست الحياة الدنيا حياة الواقع, it is not really real life. الواقع أنها هموم وأكدار, in reality it is worries and trouble. كل صفو يعقبه كدر. Every comfort is succeeded by trouble. وكل عافية and every well, state of well-being يتبعها مرض. Is succeeded by illness. كل اجتماع عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. كل اجتماع يعقبه تفرق. Every gathering is followed by disperse, scattering. انظروا ما حصل. Let's remember what's happening. أين الآباء؟ Where are our fathers? أين الإخوان؟ Where are our brothers and sisters? أين الأبناء؟ Where are our sons? أين الأزواج؟ Where are our wives and spouses? هل هذه حياة؟ Is this really true living? That's why some of the poets said, لا طيب للعيش ما دامت منغصة لذاته بأقدار الموت والهرم. There is no enjoyment in this real life as long as it is spoiled by the trouble of death and old age. كل إنسان must remember that he's going to face two things, death or old age. And old age will end up in death. We know نحن نعرف أناسا كانوا شبابا في عنفوان الشباب. We know of youth in their peak of youth. عمروا لكن رجعوا إلى أرض العمر. They lived a long life but they ended up in the miserable old age. You will feel toward them when you see them in this miserable state. Even though they might have all the wealth and have the families, but they are in a miserable state. And thus this is the case with man. Either he dies at an early age or at a later old age, where he will end up in a miserable old age. So فهل هذه حياة? Is this really a real living, a true living? الحياة, the true life, هي ما بينه الله عز وجل, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear when he said, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. In Surah Al-Ankabut verse 64, the home of the hereafter, that is the life which is eternal indeed, if they know. This is the true life. Here he says, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِهِ wishes, that he had set forth some work for this life, in his life, for the next one. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ وَلَا يُوثَقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ. So on that day, none will punish as he will punish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none will bind as he will bind. هنا قراءتان. There are two recitals here in this verse. الأولى, لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد, meaning so on that day none will punish him as he Allah will punish, and none will bind as he Allah binds. The second form of recitation, the second قراءة, لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد, meaning here في هذا اليوم, on this day, none will receive the punishment that this person will receive, and none will be bound as he is. And this is known to the kafir. This is applicable to the kafir. None will receive a punishment more grave than the kafir. He will be casted to the people of the fire of hell, while people waiting on that day, the kafir will be inflicted with intense thirst, عطش شديد, and they will see the fire. They will see it, however, like sarab, like mirage. And the mirage is that which a person sees. We know what it is during the summer days, amidst the intense heat, from places, حتى يخيل إليه أنه الماء, that he would think that what he is seeing is water. So they will look at النار, the fire of hell, ينظرون إلى النار كأنها سراب مهم, while they're thirsty, they look at the fire of hell, and it will seem like a mirage. فيتهافتون عليها. So they will rush, يذهبون إليها سراعا, يريدون أي شيء, يريدون الشرب. They rush to it, hasten to it. What do they want? They want to drink. فإذا جاءوها, when they reach there, فتحت أبوابها, its gates will open. وقال لهم خزنتها, and its guard, and its guards will say, ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا. 39:17, 39:71. ألم يأتكم رسلكم رسل منكم, didn't there come to you messengers from amongst you, يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم, reciting to you the verses of your Lord Allah, and telling you about His signs. وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا. And they, then the messengers come to you from yourselves, reciting to you the verses of your Lord and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours. They will say, yes, but the word of torment has been justified against the disbelievers. قد قامت عليكم الحجة, evidence has been established upon you. فيوبخونهم, so they will scold and mock at them. قبل أن يدخل النار, before they enter the fire of hell. والتوبيخ عذاب قلبي وألم نفسي قبل أن يذوق ألم النار. And mocking and scolding is a torment to the heart before they taste the pain of the fire of hell. And there Allah will scold at them and mock them even more. They will say, ربنا غلبت علينا شقوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين, ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. قال الله تعالى وهو أرحم الراحمين, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. 23 106 108, one by one inshallah. They will say, our Lord, our wretchedness overcame us and we were an erring people. They will admit. Next verse, please. ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. Oh, our Lord, bring us out of this. If ever we return to evil, then indeed we shall be polytheists, etc., wrongdoers. He, Allah, will say, scolding them, remain you in it with ignominy, and speak you not to me. This is said by the most beneficent, the most merciful. Who is to bestow mercy upon them other than Ar-Rahman? لا رحم لهم. He'll have no one to have mercy upon them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, بأن أهون أهل النار عذابا من عليه نعلان يغلي منهما دماغه ولا يرى أن أحدا أشد منه عذابا. Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, as the one who is suffering the least in the fire of hell, one who is wearing sandals that will cause his brain to boil, yet he sees that none is receiving more intense punishment than his, yet he is the least. Having these sandals, his brain boiling, النعلان في أسفل البدن, the sandals are in the lower part of the body, والدماغ في أعلى, and the brain is on its top, فإذا كان أعلى البدن يغلي, so if the top of the body is boiling, من أسفله, from below, فالوسط من باب أشد, then the middle of it is even more intense. أجارنا الله وإياكم من النار. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from the fire of hell. They will be bound. قال الله عز وجل ثم في سلسلة ضرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. And الحاقة, سورة الحاقة, verse 32, then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. Their hands will be chained. We seek, نسأل الله العافية. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and well-being from Him. None can comprehend now the misery and the hardships and the punishment they are in, and therefore man has to prepare before he says, "Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati," I wish I had prepared for that day and put forth good deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the surah بما يبهج القلب ويشرح الصدر. He ended the surah by bringing joy to the heart and unrestrictedness to the chest. فقال يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. Verse 27, yes, it will be said to the pious, O you, the one in complete rest and satisfaction, come back to your Lord, well pleased yourself and well pleasing unto Him. Enter you then among my honored slaves and enter you my paradise. This will be said to the believer at the last moment of his life. يقال لروحه, it will be told, his soul will be told, أخرجي أيتها النفس المطمئنة. O you soul in complete rest and satisfaction, come out. أخرجي إلى رحمة من الله ورضوان, come to receive the mercy and the pleasure of Allah. فتستبشر وتفرح, it will be in a state of glad tidings and it will enjoyment and joy. ويسهل خروجها من البدن, and its outflow from the body will be easy. لأنها بشرت, because it received the glad tidings. بما هو أنعم مما في الدنيا كلها, in that which is more of a bliss, nothing of which is like in this life. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لموضع صوت أحدكم في الجنة, أحدكم في الجنة خير من الدنيا وما فيها. The place of one's stick, short stick in paradise is better than the life of this world and all that's in it. وكل السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. صوت الإنسان العصا القصير, the stick, this is referring to the stick which a person holds in this life, small stick, short stick, the place of that in Jannah, in paradise, is better than this life and all that's in it. It is not your life, ليس الدنيا كأنت, بل الدنيا من أولها إلى آخرها. Rather the life, not your limited life, no, not in this scope, but rather the life from the beginning, from its beginning till its end, with all of its blessings, with all of its possessions, with all of its entertainments and so forth. Then how about the one, if this is the place of what, الموضع صوت أحدكم, أحدكم, it's the place of the stick, the small stick is like this. فكيف بمن ينظر في ملكه مسيرة ألفي عام. Then how about the person who looks at his possession there, a journey of 2,000 years, he sees the vast and the remote and that which is close and near. نعيم لا يمكن أن ندركه بنفوس, أن ندركه بنفوسنا, a blessing which cannot, we cannot really comprehend within ourselves. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the sajda. What is kept there hidden from them of joy, no soul will know. What's kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. النفس المطمئنة, this self, complete in rest and satisfaction, is the believing soul. Because you cannot find a soul more at rest than that, and satisfaction and that, than that of the believers. المؤمن نفسه طيبة مطمئنة, the believer himself is good, satisfied. ولهذا تعجب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من المؤمن, and that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was amazed of the state of the believer when he said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the status of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. His affair is all good. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرٌ. If he is touched by a calamity, he will be patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And therefore it will be good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرٌ. And if he is touched by any joy or any pleasant matter, شَكَرْ. He will be grateful. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And thus it will be good for him. مُطْمَئِنْ رَاضٍ بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ وَقَدَرِهِ. Satisfied. Resting. Comfort. Satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his pre-decree. لَا يَفْخَطُ عِنْدَ الْمَصَائِبِ. He doesn't go into a state of rage at times of afflictions and calamities. وَلَا يَبْطَرُ عِنْدَ النَّدَمِ. And he doesn't go arrogant عند النعم when he receives the bounties and the favors of Allah. بل هو شاكر عند النعم, but rather he is grateful to Allah. صابر عند البلاء, patient at times of trials. فتجده مطمئنا, and that's why you see the believer at ease, comfort. لكن الكافر أو ضعيف الإيمان لا يطمئن. However, the kafir or the weak, or the weak in state of iman, the weak believer is not at comfort and satisfaction and ease. إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْبَلَاءُ. If he is touched by a calamity or a trial, جَزِعَ وَصَخَرْ. He will be troubled and will go in rage. وَرَعَ أَنَّهُ مَظْلُومٌ مِّنْ قِبَلِ اللَّهِ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. He will feel as if he is being dealt unjustly by Allah. We see refuge in Allah from this. حَتَّى أَنَّ بَعْضَهُمْ يَنْتَحِرُ وَلَا يَصْبِرْ. To the degree that some of them will commit suicide, being impatient. وَلَا يَطْمَئِنْ. I'm not satisfied, not tranquil. بَلْ يَكُونُ دَائِمًا فِي قَلَقٍ. Continuously he is in a state of قلق, worry. يَنْظُرُ إِلَى نَفْسِهِ وَإِذَا هُوَ قَلِيلُ الْمَالِ. He looks at himself, sees himself with little wealth. قَلِيلُ الْعِيَالِ. ليس عنده زوجة. Limited in children. Doesn't have much, many. ليس عنده زوجة. Doesn't have a wife. ليس له قوم يحمونه. He has no family or close ones to protect him. فيقول أنا لست في نعمة. Then he will say, well, I am not in a blessing. I am not honored by any favor. لأن فلانا عنده مال. Because such and such has wealth. He has wives, he has children, he has people to protect him. I have nothing. Why? Because he is weak in faith, always in constant worry. وَلِهَذَا نَجِدُ النَّاسِ الْآنِ. That's why we find people nowadays يَذْهَبُونَ إِلَى كُلِّ مَكَانٍ لِيُرَفِّهُ عَنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That's why we find them going to every place in order to, quote, entertain themselves. لِيُزِيلُ عَنْهَا الْأَلَمَ وَالتَّعَبُ. So to remove from themselves the toil and pain. ولكن لا يزيل ذلك حقا إلا الإيمان. Indeed, however, nothing will eliminate this except الإيمان, faith. الإيمان الحقيقي, the true faith, هو الذي يؤدي إلى الطمأنينة. It is the thing, it is the one which will lead to rest and comfort and satisfaction. So النفس المطمئنة in this verse is المؤمنة, is the believing soul. مؤمنة في الدنيا, also safe and comforted in this life. آمنة من عذاب الله يوم القيامة, safe from the punishment of Allah on the day of resurrection. قال بعض السلف كلمة عجيبة. Some of the righteous predecessors said an amazing statement. He said, لو يعلم الملوك وأبناء الملوك ما نحن فيه لجالدونا عليه بالسيوف. If the kings and the sons of kings would know the affair of ours, what we are in, meaning from rest and comfort and satisfaction, لَجَالَدُونَ عَلَيْهِ بِالسِّيُوفِ. They would whip us with, you know, not the whips, but rather by the swords. You don't find, هَلْ تَجِدُونَ أَنْعَمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْمُلُوكِ وَأَبْنَائِهِمْ. Do you find in this world more, in a state of comfort in this life better than those other than those from the kings and their children, meaning from the, you know, the comfort, the physical comfort, etc., which we see. However, لكن قلوبهم ليست كقلوب المؤمنين. However, their hearts is not like the hearts of the believers. المؤمن الذي ليس عليه إلا ثوب مرقع. The believer who is wearing only a stitched, you know, garment with stitched holes in it. وكوخ لا يحميه من المطر. And a cottage or a hut or a shanty doesn't protect him from rain. ولا من الحر, neither from nor from heat. ولكنه مؤمن, yet he is a believer. دنياه ونعيمه في الدنيا أفضل من الملوك وأبناء الملوك. His life here and his enjoyment in this life and his comfort is much better than that with the kings and their children. Why? لأن قلبه مستنير بنور الله. Because his heart is enlightened by the light of Allah, which is نور الإيمان, the light of Iman. وها هو شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله حبس وأوذي في الله عز وجل. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, may Allah's mercy be upon him, he was put in jail by the innovators. وأوذي في الله عز وجل, and he was harmed in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلما أدخل الحبس, when he was forced into this jail, وأغلقوا عليه الباب, and they closed the door, قال رحمه الله, he said by reciting the following verse, فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب. فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة وظاهره من قبله العذاب. So a wall will be put up between them with a gate therein. Inside it will be mercy. Inside it will be mercy, and outside it will be torment. يقول هذا تحدثا بنعمة الله لا افتخارا. He said this by expressing himself, reflecting the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not being proud. Then he said, ما يصنع أعدائي بي, what will my enemies do to me, أي شيء يصنعون, what they can do to me, إن جنتي في صدري, my paradise is in my chest, meaning الإيمان. ما يصنع أعدائي بي, what will enemies, what my enemies can do to me, أي شيء يصنعون, what they will do to me, إن جنتي في صدري, my paradise is in my chest, meaning الإيمان والعمل واليقين, meaning his faith, the faith and knowledge and certainty. وإن حبسي خلوة, and jailing me is a seclusion. ونفي إن نفوه من البلد, meaning if to send him in exile. سياحة is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala striving. وقتلي شهادة, and to kill me is to make me a martyr. هذا هو اليقين, this is certainty, this is طمأنينة, this is the rest of the soul and its comfort and satisfaction. والإنسان لو دخل الحبس كان يفكر ما مستقبلي, ما مستقبل أولادي وأهلي وقومي. If man goes to jail nowadays, he will think of what's my future, what's the future of my children, my family, my tribe, etc. وشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله, وشيخ الإسلام may Allah's mercy be upon him, said جنتي في صدري, my paradise is in my heart. وصدق, and he spoke the truth, may Allah's mercy be upon him. He died in the year 728 of Hijrah, after Hijrah. But look now, the renowned scholars of our times, or after him and in our times, they inhale from his vast knowledge. People are like children with respect to Ibn Taymiyyah's knowledge. ولعل هذا هو السر في قوله تبارك وتعالى, and this could be also the secret behind the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى, as in 44 56 سورة الدخان. They will never taste death therein except the first death, meaning of this world, and he will save them from the torment of the blazing fire. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى ذلك. Meaning that in paradise they will not taste death except the first one. And we know that in Jannah there is no death. In Jannah there is no death, neither first nor last. لكن however, لما كان نعيم القلب ممتدا من الدنيا إلى دخول الجنة صارت كأن الدنيا والآخرة كلها جنة وليس فيها إلا موت واحدة. However, since the bliss of the heart is extended from this life to the time of entrance to paradise, it became like this life and the last as Jannah, as paradise. And there is only one death. راضية well pleased بما أعطاك الله عز وجل من النعيم. Well pleased with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you from his favors. مرضية, well pleasing عند الله, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the companions, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him, as in 58:22. فادخلي في عبادي. Enter you then among my honored slaves. فادخلي في عبادي, meaning عبادي الصالحين. Why? Because the righteous are from the ibad, from the slaves whom Allah bestowed upon from his favors, and they are the best of the groups of creation, of the bashar, of the humankind. And the humankind are three types, three groups. Mun'amun alayhim, those that are blessed by Allah's favor upon them. Wa maghbubun alayhim, those who are received the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Wa dallun, and astray. All of these categories are mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. The first, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them from his favors, and they are an-nabiyyun. Al-mun'am alayhim are an-nabiyyun, the prophets. Was-siddiqoon, the truthful ones. Was-shuhada, the martyrs. Was-salihun, and the righteous. The second category is al-maghdub alayhim, those who have received the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the Jews and the like. And the like, meaning those who have the same description as the Jews, being من علم الحق وخالفه, those who knew the truth yet they opposed it. فكل من علم الحق, and thus anyone who knows of the truth وخالفه and opposes it, ففيه شبه من اليهود, then he has a resemblance with the Jews. كما قال سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله, as سفيان بن عيينة, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy be upon him, one of the greatest scholars of the Salaf, رحمه الله, من فسد من علمائنا ففيه شبه من اليهود, the one who is corrupt from our scholars, then he has a resemblance to the Jews. Why? Because you know he knew the truth and then he opposed it. والثالثة, the second, the third category, the third category are الضالون, the astray ones, and they are the Christians who were ignorant regarding the truth. They wanted it, لكن عموا عنه, they were blinded, however, from it. مهتدوا إليه, they were not guided to it. قال ابن عيينة, وكل من فسد من عبادنا, and anyone who becomes corrupted from our worshippers, ففيه شبه من النصارى, then he has a resemblance to the Christians. لأن العباد, because those يعني worshippers, يريدون الخير, they intend the good, ويريدون العبادة, and they want the worship, لكن لا علم عندهم, but they don't have knowledge, فهم ضالون, and thus they are astray. ادخلي في عبادي, then enter the first category, المنعم عليهم, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed favors upon them. وادخلي جنتي, and enter my paradise. جنته التي أعدها الله عز وجل لأوليائه, it is paradise which he had the abode prepared for his awliya. friends of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. أضافها الله إلى نفسه تشريفا لها وتعظيما. Allah added it to himself by way of honor and magnification. وإعلاما للخلق بعنايته بها جل وعلا, and informing the creation of his care of it. والله سبحانه وتعالى قد خلقها خلقا غير خلق الدنيا, غير خلق الدنيا. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى created it in a form or in a way different from that of our life. خلق لنا في الدنيا فاكهة. Allah سبحانه وتعالى created for us fruits, date, you name it. وفي الجنة فاكهة. And similarly there are fruits in the Jannah. لكن that in paradise is not like the one here. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين, as in Surah السجدة 32:17, no soul shall know as to that which is hidden for them from the comfort of the eye. Had it been that these things in Jannah are like this in this life, then they would have known that. However, إذن هو مثله في الاسم, only in name. They resemble each other only in name, not in reality and not in the manner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أدخلي جنتي, added it to himself للدلالة على شرفها وعناية الله بها, in order to indicate its honor and Allah's caring of it. وهذا يوجب للإنسان, and this therefore demands that man أن يرغب فيها, غاية الرغبة, that man seeks it to his utmost, as also he seeks the biyutullah التي هي مساجد, the houses of Allah which are the mosques, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أيضا أضافها إلى نفسه, which Allah added it to himself by saying biyutullah. فكذلك يرغب في هذه الدار, then he should look and seek this abode, the abode which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added to himself in honor. والأمر يسير, and the issue is really easy. قال رجل للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man said to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, دلني على عمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار. Show me and tell me of an action that will make me enter paradise and save me from the fire of hell. فقال لقد سألت عن عظيم, you have asked about something great, a great matter, وهو عظيم, and verily it is. فمن زحزح, then he recited, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم then recited the verse from Surah Al Imran 3:185, فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز, and whosoever is removed away from the fire of hell and admitted to paradise, then indeed he is the one who is a winner, فقد فاز, successful. وإنه, then he added صلى الله عليه وسلم, وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله عليه, and it is easy for the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made easy for. And then he showed him and he said, تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا, لا تشرك به شيئا, you worship Allah and don't associate partners with him in worship. وتقيم الصلاة, and you establish the prayers. وتؤتي الزكاة, and you give the due zakah. So our deen walhamdulillah is easy, and Allah made it easy. However, it is the self, al-ammara bis-su, commanding that which is wrong and evil, والشهوات, lusts, والشبهات, misconcepts, هي التي تحول بيننا وبين ديننا, stands as a barrier between us and our deen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة, هو الله, bestow upon us in this life all that which is good, and في الآخرة حسنة, also in the hereafter, وقنا عذاب النار, and save us from the fire of hell. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا, O our Lord, let not our heart deviate from the truth after you have guided us. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة, and grant us mercy from you. إنك أنت الوهاب, truly you are the bestower. This brings the end of the explanation of Surah Al-Fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Taymeen from his mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who will meet him and meet the believers and meet the prophets in paradise. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you.